Blog Talk Radio.
When the night has come and the land is dark, all the moon is the only light we'll see. Well, I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky we look upon should tumble and fall, and the mountains should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me, yeah. So darling, darling, stand by me, oh, stand.
This is Bishop Michael Bakes Sr. on the African American Talk Radio Show on the Truth Network. Like I always say, every Monday, we've got a good one for you tonight here on the African American Talk Radio Show, where we're just not talk, we're action. Again, our site is excited about tonight. As everybody around the world knows, my heart's been trying the very best I could to get through these few shows without Sonia Bishop.
Well, I am back. Glad to be back,
Sonia. And so I'm just glad that, you know, she is lifting the burden off my shoulder and being here tonight. Sonia, words cannot express how much I have missed you and almost got out of radio and television without you.
Oh my God, you're just like really painting it on thick now. It's getting unbelievable. Just stop.
Okay, I quit. Well, welcome back home. Welcome home. How are you?
Well, thank you. I'm wonderful. I am re-energized. I'm happy. I want to be back, though, at the beach. Midwest, it's not happening.
Well, that's the wonderful part about technology. It doesn't matter where you go in the world, we'll be able to find you.
Okay. Well, all righty. It was so much more fun last week. Is Joy here tonight?
Yeah, Joy's going to be with us tonight. Joy's going to be with us.
Hey, Joy. Welcome back.
Hello.
We've got a...
Glad to have you back.
Yeah, man, Joy, you have no idea. Joy's been bringing me joy, so I'm okay with her.
Okay.
Well, we've got Cheryl Davis with us. Cheryl, are you with us tonight?
I am with you. How are you? Welcome back.
Cheryl.
Hey, you guys know one another? Yeah. She left us here, Cheryl.
Of course we do.
She left us here. We're not going to hold that against her, are we?
No, I'll tell her off the air how bad you cried when she was away.
Sonia's house is big as a beach. I really don't know if she went away. That kind of looks like her backyard.
Whatever.
Kind of looks like her.
We
backyard.
All can paint our pictures. Yeah. We can paint any picture we like.
What's going on? African American Views. Yeah, what's going on? African American Views and News. What's happening?
Well, in political news today, President Trump took a tax reform bargaining chip off the table by deciding that he would not impose a new limit on the amount Americans could contribute to their 401k. Earlier,
that sounds
he
good.
It does, doesn't
good.
It?
Yeah, that sounds excellent.
Yeah, earlier he proposed an outline tax plan that he claimed would mean larger paychecks and financial independence, but some congressional Republican group concerned that his proposal may ultimately increase the budget deficits. So, according to reports, House Republican leaders originally considered the plan that would cap annual savings for a traditional 401k or individual retirement account at $2,400. And anything
annually?
Over that, annually, $2,400. And
it?
Anything after that, anything saved after that, should be placed in an IRA account. And then both accounts would be taxed as money goes in rather than as it's spent. I'm kind of glad. Yeah, I'm glad they did away with that one.
Yeah,
that was pretty low amount, because as it stands now, traditional 401k is capped at $18,000 a year for people under 50 and $24,000 for those that are over 50. So I think I think they did something good there.
They
but
did.
Now here's the twist. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry, Bishop.
No, never thought 45 would come through.
He probably didn't. They helped him. Anyway.
hey, as he's staying, he has to do something right. Come on.
Well, Bishop, that'll only probably be like, let's see, 1%. Of your salary, if you do the $18,000, is that about right?
That's 1% of Joy's salary.
Don't put Joy in it. We trying to figure out what you make.
She's getting to be a part of the team. I want her to see what she's getting into. Hey.
I'm out of this.
Sure. So okay, 45 did something. Okay, and I don't care how Sonya acts, Joy, you'll be on in a minute. You're not even on yet, and she's got you in it. But I can tell you this: no matter what you see happen with this group around the globe, I'm here to tell, and I'm telling Sonya Bishop this tonight. I'm telling Cheryl Davis this tonight. No matter what goes on, they know what they signed up for, okay?
Oh, wow.
He's absolutely right.
Okay. You know what you signed up for when you came to this network.
You're right. You are absolutely right. I'm going to renegotiate my contract soon.
What did I get myself into?
Why don't we do
that? We just playing.
Sure, what else? Hey. See, Joy probably thought she got in with a real serious bunch. She doesn't know everybody's, you know, a mental basket, man. What else is happening, Cheryl?
I can speak for me. Mm-hmm. They're pretty sane, Joy.
Cheryl, what else is going on?
Well, we've got a new twist as far as retirement with the millennials. They are actually being encouraged not to get into 401k and, you know, a deferred comp at work. They're telling them to stay away from it. And it's so different, because when we were coming up, as soon as you got a job, make sure you get your 401k. And,
right.
You know. But they're being encouraged to sock their money like they used to do in the old days. Start a starter fund or regular retirement savings account. They're brushing off the savings bonds again. Merrill Lynch conducts a study, and actually they said we can learn something from the millennials. They said the millennials are outperforming everybody in savings, only with a different goal in mind. They are the first generation to plan long-term financial freedom as opposed to retirement.
Wow.
Yeah. I think that's pretty good.
Do any of you guys remember savings bonds?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I think I still have a few.
I
don't know how much they were, but I got a few.
Well, they are coming back in style, as they say.
Isn't that amazing? Wow.
Yes.
Sure, hold on.
Well, that would be investing in the government. I mean, you know, they're holding that. So I could see where that could be a plus.
But if I remember, you know, the return on them wasn't that high.
No, it's not that high. It's not, but it's a sure thing.
Look, I think I can remember.
Sure. Just like
$25. $25 savings bond. You kept it for 25 years. You got
You got $27.87.
Right.
Yes. I'm sure it's a new.
But that's sure money. See, you get it. They're looking at sure money now. You can have $50,000 in a money market. They don't want to give you but 0.8%, and you'd be like, really? I'm not saying it's me now. I'm just saying it. So it's like, it's only sure money, but there's no really increasing. It's, you have to increase it yourself. Nobody's going to help give you any extra. So I can
Sonya
see
Bishop,
when you want to just have your money.
I see you talking about, you're talking about all your money and all that kind of stuff. I know what you're
saying. No, I'm not talking about money. Talking about a money market.
There will be
I'm
no renegotiations
money
with you.
That's just sitting someplace and it's not being invested, but they don't want to give you anything on it. They want you to invest it. They want you to take the chance. And I could see where some people are like, I'll just look at it and I'll put $2 in there when I get $2 more.
Okay, we got you. I got you there. Sonya Bishop, hold on. This is Bishop Michael Beck Sr. on the African American Talk Radio Show on the Truth Network, African American News and Views with Cheryl Davis. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Cheryl Davis on 88.1 The Truth, a global experience. I am excited to be joining the business Bishop Michael Bates Sr. along with Sonya Bishop and the glamour girl of comedy Kim Vaughn on the all-new African American Talk Radio. I'll be coming to you with African American news and views right here on 88.1 The Truth, a 24/7 satellite radio station. Find me weekly at 881thetruth.com. That's right. I want you to listen to me every week on African American Talk Radio. It's time to know what's going on. So join us at 881thetruth.com. Truth crushed to earth shall rise again.
This is Bishop Michael Bates Sr. on the African American Talk Radio Show on the Truth Network. Cheryl Davis, while we still have you on the line. Sonya Bishop, while we still have you on the line. The engineer played the commercial, and it said African American News and Views with Cheryl Davis. So you take it away, Cheryl. You be quiet, Sonya. Go ahead.
Oh, no.
Well, you shouldn't have put views in there. But go ahead, Cheryl. Do your thing, girl.
I want to go back to an update on Nelly. I don't know. I reported a couple weeks ago that he was accused of some sexual misconduct. Well, the young lady has come back and recanted her statement, saying that everything is just off. She doesn't want to deal with it. And you heard it here first. I told you. I said, I don't think so. So we're glad that that's over for him. In sports tonight, the Redskins meet the Eagles in Philadelphia at 7:30. So we'll see how that goes. All the sports fans ought to be raring to go right about now.
I know I am.
You are? You're going to be on the radio.
Well, you know, they're screen. I'm looking at these screens right now. I'm multitasked. All right. Don't start acting like this. Boy, that's why I thank God Joy Austin is coming aboard to be my partner, too. Because I'm tired of all this ganging up on me and all of this kind of stuff.
How do you know we might not win her over to our side?
You guys might. You got that kind of spirit. Cheryl Davis, thank you for being with us tonight. Always great to have you on the African American Talk Radio Show. Look forward to talking to you next week. You have a good one, precious.
Thank you. You guys have a great night.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Sonya Bishop, we're going to bring up, I guess, Joy Austin in just a few minutes. Let's go to one of our sponsors.
Huh? Hi, I'm Smokey Robinson.
And I'm Frances Robinson.
We're excited about the launch of our new skincare line called Get Ready for Men and My Girl for Women.
Both of these lines feature breakthrough technology in skincare and some of the most cutting-edge formulations ever developed.
Frances and I will both be presenting these amazing new products. After all, who better to help me present them than my girl?
We look forward to working with you.
It's Bishop Michael Bakes Sr. on the African American Talk Radio Show on the Truth Network. We're back. Sonia, I'm really excited about November the 11th, launching of the satellite station, and Smokey has a station himself. Man, it's going to be something crazy. Looking forward to it. I'm walking the X's off the wall here in the basement.
So am I.
I'm excited about all the, people who are on. It's going to be crazy. I think we're going to be in a Jackie Robinson, Rosa Parks moment, and years later we're going to look back and see some great things. Joy Austin, I already know you're with us. You've been contaminated by Sonia Bishop and Cheryl Davis. Welcome to the African American Talk Radio Show, my friend.
Hello, Joy. I'm so glad you're here.
Well, my Joy, you've been busy. Every time I look up, you're somewhere doing something, if not your own products. I talked to a good friend of ours, Rick Mathis, the other day, and you're in Atlanta at the Black Friday, the Femme 2, the worldwide tour. Before we get into something, tell us, how was it, babe? How was it?
Well, first of all, the film, the Black Friday 2, the Living Legacy World Tour movie premiere was phenomenal. You had people that came from all over the country just to be in that movie premiere last week. So when I tell you it was nothing short of amazing, it was phenomenal. And to see people's mindset being changed, and then also to see myself on the big screen, it was kind of like, wow, okay, did this just really happen?
That would have been wow.
Right.
It's an amazing thing. I'm thinking in my head, this is a little girl from a small town, and she's on the big screen. Okay. I'm definitely thankful to the producer, Mr. Rick Mathis, for that opportunity and looking to continue to grow with the movement as well, too, because definitely it's making a difference in our community.
Yes. You've already blessed us. Look, you just said a small girl from a small community. That gives my heart real hope that something good can come out of the University City here in St. Louis.
Well, definitely. It doesn't matter where you come from.
No,
that's
yes.
That's right. But, you know Chingy, don't you? That's where he came from.
Well, I'm talking about you on this one. I know Ching's right around the corner.
Are you talking about me?
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
Chingy's one of the signees on the network. I already know. I was talking about you. But
I was looking at it.
And while you're saying that, I've got breaking news, Joy, because you just opened the door, got a call from Rick and Dudley Foundation and a few other people, and they asked us to host the St. Louis premiere November the 24th on Black Friday, and 100 vineyards around the country and around the world have been chosen to do so, and we were one of them. So we're looking forward to that. Was one of the good news I had for Sonia.
Awesome!
That,
yes.
November 24th,
exciting.
St. Louis premiere is here.
Yes.
Slew of people are going to be coming in, and we're going. I'm excited. So that was great news, and everybody will get to see you live and in living color. Tell us some of the things that's going on with your product.
Oh, wow. Where do I start? First of all, just a lot has happened in the last couple of months since the $15,000 small business contest. When we won that back in August, literally it has opened up the door for so many other opportunities. Just definitely building the relationships with different businesses as well as organizations, and our app is booming. You know, people can download our app on their phone, and they can purchase the products, and then they can use the promo code GAMECHANGER and save 10% on their order. So they love that, the fact that the promo code is GAMECHANGER. That's who they are, and they get to save money. So a lot of great things are happening. We're achieving some goals, things that we're requiring of ourselves to go to the next level, because ultimately we want to be the number one natural hair care line in the world.
Wow.
Yes. Congrats.
Exactly what, exactly, not for Sonia, but for one of the engineer, Karen. She needs something she wants to do to her hair. So exactly what does it do for Dr. K. Love listening? What does your product do?
Well, first of all, I would have to see exactly what she needs, because some people may have dry hair, some people may have where the hair is thinning. So we always like to start with our foundational products, which is either the moisture conditioner and shampoo or the volume shampoo and conditioner, because you want to start with a clean foundation.
Gotcha.
And then after that, start adding the other products to how you want to style your hair, whether you want to keep it natural, whether you want to blow it out and have a flat iron style, or whether you want to do some curls with the amplifying foam, or if you need something to hold it back with our flex paste, or the true game changer, our 3-in-1 in control hairspray, which is the light, medium, and high hold. So it depends on how the weather is flowing. You know, you see which one you need. It's 3 hairsprays in one can, which is phenomenal, and nobody else
wow.
has that. So
no.
yes.
They don't.
Does it work on Caucasian hair also, or just?
Yes, sir. With our customers, we've actually had customers from all ethnicities that purchase our product, and they love the fact that, especially we've had a lot of customers that are biracial, and they love the fact that they finally have something that can work for their children's hair, because that's been
right.
the biggest issue for the girls, and then for the
right.
boys as well, too, that are growing their hair out, and it's just not working for them. You know, are they an African-American person, or are they a Caucasian? They don't know what they are, and so that, you know, either the product's too heavy or it's too many chemicals. So now they have something that works for them. And we also have a Latin American community up north that is very supportive as well, too. You know, when I tell you I absolutely love this group of people, I love them. You know, quite a few Hispanics as well, too. So when I tell you and we're touching all ethnicities, we really are.
Wow. That is awesome.
That's awesome.
Man, and so that's the product that that you won the contest with?
Yes.
God. Man. So this hair concept, did you go looking for a product and you couldn't find it, and you created one to meet the need? How? You just upped one day and God spoke and gave you a hair formula. How did you get into the hair business?
Actually, I got tired of having snowflakes on my shoulders. I mean, it was just horrible, and I had dry scalp, and I was trying to figure out what was going on. And then I was looking to go natural because I was tired of putting the chemicals in my hair to straighten it. So when I was looking for different products, you know, certain products just didn't work, or they told me I wasn't all black because my hair curled up when it got wet, or I wasn't white because, you know, my skin was slightly darker. And I said, well, okay, well, what am I? So my hair doesn't know what it is. I need something just to work for my hair, please. And just began to work on a few things. And then that's when I had the conversation with my father, and he began to tell me that my paternal grandmother actually used to make hair care products back earlier in the day for some of the neighborhood people, and help them to grow their hair as well, too. And he says, so you're just continuing on what your grandmother did and you didn't even realize it. So
wow.
To me, it means a lot to me. So November the 11th is going to be a phenomenal day because that's actually the day after my grandmother's birthday.
Wow.
Wow, that's my mom's birthday.
That's,
good day.
Oh, man. That's,
yes.
Maybe that's why the good Lord picked November 11th.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. He did.
Wow.
There's some very,
I mean, that's
special
amazing.
People.
You just never, man. I'm into numbers. You know, I'm not gambling, but I'm into numbers. That's significant, man.
Correct.
Are there a lot of other products coming, or is this basically it, or is it, you know, add online?
No, this is not it. This is not it. Oh my goodness, Bishop Bates, you just put, ooh. The exciting news that's going to be coming for us in a couple of months. There are some more great things that are going to be happening. We're going to be expanding our product line. Oh, my goodness. When I tell you I had the phone call today, I am just, oh, gosh, I'm just so excited. I
can hear it. That is awesome.
Ooh, I told him, I said, you're going to get a Christmas gift this year.
He's
very happy today.
Wow.
So we're working on some things. We're going through the testing stage again. So and those that know, when you're creating a product, sometimes it can take anywhere from 3 months to a year just to even release it. So you have to go through those stages, that quality testing, also having the marketing research and your survey groups as well too. So when I say we got some things that's going to be coming out in 2018, it is going to be coming out. You better get on board now or you're going to be behind, because before long, we're going to be on the New York Stock Exchange.
Wow. All
right.
Come on, baby girl. I
got $2, and I need to invest in some of my stock.
Look, and I'm going to tell you this, since I preach every now and then, I'm going to say, since you're part of this team now and you're part of this family, and I know you know a little, a lot about the Word of God, so I'm just going to be one of the good thieves. I'll let Sonia be the other thief, but I'm going to be the good thief, and I'm going to just say, remember me when you get into your kingdom, all right?
I will definitely remember.
Look,
you.
I want to be with
you,
Joy. I want to be with you, Joy,
yeah.
In paradise.
Yeah, when you get to paradise, the one on this side, remember me.
Yes.
Well,
that's awesome.
Right.
That is so awesome.
Sonia, I've got to see, you've been away. You've been missing all of this good stuff. November 11th, coming to the satellite part of the Women Living Well Network on 88.1 The Truth. It's called The Joy Alston Show.
The Joy Alston Show. I like that.
Let's make
the
a
joy.
Let's make a correction.
Alston.
You got to add the K in there.
Joy.
The K for Kim Yon. Joy K Alston Show.
Come on.
Tell about the branding.
Look, the line's up. Just tell the world what they can expect from the Joy K Alston Show.
Oh, my gosh, Bishop Bates, it is going to be phenomenal. When I tell you we got some heavy hitters that are lined up, that are already on the phone saying, what do you need me to do? When I tell you we got some heavy hitters, we got hitters that are already multimillionaires that are going to be on the show as guests. And they are going to impart some awesome knowledge to the people, not just in the United States, but around the world. I mean, we're talking about purpose, passion, perseverance. We're talking about life as a whole. Encompass every aspect of it, so that people can really understand that you can live your best life. No matter who you are, it doesn't matter where you come from, what you've been through, you truly can live your best life when you understand your purpose.
Wow.
And thank you for sharing that and spreading it so people will know. Encouragement
yes.
is my thing. So it sounds like I love your show already.
Oh,
love
thank
it.
You. Thank you.
We have Joy, and I'll let you see it in tomorrow's meeting, Sonia, when we leave the studio. But her brand, and they sent over today. Joy K. Austin is in gold. I mean, this thing is so beautiful.
I'm sure she deserves it. Look, I say, whoa, man.
I start to take the logo to the pawn shop.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I have to give a shout-out to our awesome marketing director, Mr. Irish Curry Williams. He did the awesome logo for the branding of the radio show, so kudos to him. He's also the one that designed our app for the business as well, and everything else regarding our marketing he does. So when I tell you, if you're looking for someone that can create an app for you, create a video for you, create commercials as well, he does it all. And when I tell you he's not small time, he's not small time. You've heard of Nike, right?
Yeah. Ooh.
You've heard of, let's see, Coca-Cola, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, he's done work for them, and those are just some of his clients. So when I tell you you got cream of the crop, that's why you have my name in gold.
All right.
Joy K. Austin, look down the aisle right now. See that guy with his hands up coming down the aisle? That's me joining
come
your church.
Come on down the aisle.
Right, come on. Sonia, get up. Get off the pew. Follow me on down. Come on, girl.
I'm coming through the back door. I'm going to holler. Say,
get
there.
Off the choir stand.
This is what
on.
I need. Just let me in the door, and I will make sure that I'm working.
Yes.
I'm a worker bee.
I
am happy for you. That is so awesome. That is so awesome. And I love your concept, encouragement. That is what I love,
and
the people
again,
to do for each other.
Wow,
so,
that is,
congrats.
That's crazy, man. I'm happy for sis.
You're speechless? That's a first.
Look, come on. Joy, don't laugh. I was actually got choked on drinking a cup of coffee. I wasn't speechless. The coffee went down. It was a little hot.
You multi-talented, but you can't drink and talk at the same time.
Joy, please don't let any of this tonight discourage you. You're on the team now.
No. This
I don't
is just
know.
Good
I don't
to
know.
Laugh sometimes, Joy.
Yeah,
I am very
now.
Silly. Once you meet me, I have a very serious side, but I am a happy person and in life. So I would rather laugh than do anything else. So
look,
that's
what
I do.
That's what attracted the law of attraction to Joy. Her spirit's bubbly. There's an anointing.
Yes,
I mean,
and I
crazy.
Love Joy, and
okay,
I haven't even
man.
Seen her. I love her name. I love her spirit. I love her concept. So what is there not to like?
Hi, this is Bishop Michael Bakes Sr. on the African American Talk Radio Show. Man, we're having some fun tonight with Joy K. Austin and Sonia Bishop. We'll be right back in a minute.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Davies, and I'm the owner of the Every.Black family of websites. After nearly 30 years of computer experience, I spent over 2 years developing a series of websites that helps African Americans become successful in the information age, in their businesses, and in their careers. We support our members by highlighting them in a weekly email announcement. We create a monthly directory where every member has a full page display. And this directory is available on any of our websites as a free download. One of the largest advantages of joining the Every.Black family is the ability to network with all of the other members. Members are doing business with one another every day. It's only $99.99 a year or $9.99 a month. You can't beat the price. On top of that, we have also partnered with the Truth Network to provide a 10% discount for anyone joining and using the discount code of TRUTH, T-R-U-T-H, when signing up. On top of that, we are also donating an additional 10% to a nonprofit. For less than $10 a month or $100 a year, it's an absolute no-brainer. To see all of our websites, go to every.black and click on the Join button. That's every.black. Or if you're an entrepreneur, go to everyblackentrepreneur.com. Click on the Sign Up button and join today. You can reach us at 919-265-8045. That's 919-265-8045. Or email me at Jimmy, J-I-M-M-Y, at every, E-V-E-R-Y, dot black, B-L-A-C-K. We hope to hear from you soon. Sign up today and become a part of the Every.Black family of websites.
We're back. Man, that's what Jimmy Davies. Let me just say this. Joy, that's the power of networking. That's how God blessed us to be able to meet you and so many other wonderful people through that one medium. And on the launching of Jimmy's channel alone, in about 5 days, I believe that we have maybe about 54,000 views.
Wow.
Okay.
Amazing.
I think we've got maybe 37,000 likes. And they don't even know Joy K. Austin is with us yet.
Not yet, but just wait.
I can't wait to see what those numbers are going to be like. Joy, come on. I know what we're going to expect. Kind of share with us what's on your mind tonight. The clock's ticking, but you know, we've been having some fun. But in all seriousness, I know that we're all headed in a great direction, and I don't believe anybody could. And I literally mean this. I don't believe in nobody but God could have put this dream team together. When we see the rest of the team, it's mind-boggling. And this time last year, we may not have even known one another, but God knew that we would be together bringing this new entrepreneurial spirit to the world. I believe we're launching an entrepreneurial revolution. And I told a group of people Sunday is that I believe that one of the greatest threats to the devil is an entrepreneur.
Bishop,
really?
You just said a mouthful. You just confirmed what I was just about to say. My heart is for business. And whatever I can do to make someone successful in their business, I want to do that. That's my purpose, to help them build wealth. Because when you start a business, literally you can change your whole atmosphere. You can change your community. You can change the world with one business idea. All it takes is one idea. So our show is going to encompass highlighting those business owners, talking about the aspects of finance, talking about your health, understanding that all of these things tie in together. And also, more importantly, is it's great to be a business owner, but we also have to remember that we have to always be in the mindset of learning.
Yes,
we don't know everything. There's always something out there that we don't know.
That's
so
why Jimmy's site was so important. I mean, there's so many different things that I've just learned by this association. A lot of the members of his channel are part of that network. Maybe 50% of the people in that view were out of Africa.
Wow.
Really? Wow. Well, Joy, I am a business owner, so I would love to hook up with you and you push me in the right direction or point me, because I am up and coming as well. But we'll talk.
Oh, well, yes, I definitely, what I need people to understand is there is a gift inside of them, and they have to activate that gift. Your gift, when you realize that, okay, you see a problem, we as people have to understand that when we see problems, we shouldn't run from them. That means that that's an opportunity for us to provide a solution. And when we provide a solution, there's always something attached to it. And 9 times out of 10, it's wealth that's attached to it. You've just got to find the right connection on how to get the wealth. So that
comes from studying.
You have to surround yourself with positive people, just like this connection you're talking about. I agree. This is nobody but God. But in order for us to get to that next level, we have to get to the point where we don't want just mediocre business. We want to leave legacies of corporations.
So that means
we've got to be at the top of the mountain. That means we've got to shut those that have been the gatekeepers down that have held those mountains of influence for so long. So we've got to knock them off and then take dominion like we're supposed to. And how do we do that? We go into the world system, which is a system. We have to go into the system, and we begin to dictate and tell what happens. We infiltrate the system, but you got to learn how to go in. You have to have strategies. And so that's what the show is going to teach people, strategies, whether you're saved, whether you don't know God. There are so many people that this show is going to touch, because they may never walk into the doors of a church, but because God lives on the inside of us, we are the church. So therefore, they're going to hear the word. They may not hear a scripture and understand, but what we're going to say to them is going to be strictly from the Bible. It's going to be kingdom concepts. And when they get those kingdom concepts, God will be glorified at the end of the day.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, he will. Because I'm positive, 125,000% positive that he gave me this gift, he gave me this dream, that I resigned from my career job of 18 years, November 6, 2015. I'm testifying now. And I know God showed me what I needed to do. And he opened so many doors. But I get stuck. And I said, now, Lord, I know you didn't bring me this far to leave me. So I know you got a plan for me. And I'm studying, reaching out, and meeting people like Joy K. Austin. I mean, just people who can give me some insight. And I believe only God can orchestrate that. And he's done it. And he showed me, just like the children of Israel. He showed me, look what I've done already. Trust me. So,
Sonya, I got one answer for you. It's time to shift. That's all you got to do.
I'm ready.
It's time to shift. Shift your mindset. Shift your atmosphere. Shift everything that you thought about life. And when you begin to shift and understand and begin to move in the season that you're supposed to move in, that's when the greatness happens, because you can't be stuck, because there are people that are waiting for your gift. And if you don't utilize your gift, then those people may die. So we have to take our gifts very serious. And like I said, we have to go into the marketplaces, marketplace ministry. We have to go into the marketplace. And everything that we are should represent God. I don't ever have to tell somebody that I'm saved, I love God.
No,
they see
they
it
just
in my
know
character.
From your actions and your words. They're
going
to know.
Correct.
Yes,
in my
yes,
character,
sir.
In my actions,
yes,
how
yes,
I speak to them, how I treat them. They understand that there's something different about that person. And that's when we begin to change the culture. But we can't do that until we're positioned. Because like they say, how can you talk to me and you can't even give me $20 to put gas in my tank? But you say you love Jesus. Okay.
You're right. You're right. You are so absolutely
right. Right now.
It's like,
y'all
how
fire.
You going to tell me how to build an empire and you can't buy
You can't tell me nothing. And you can't even give somebody, tell them, well, I'm going to buy you some food. Or better yet, say, you know what, the person behind me, I'm going to pay for their groceries today. When was the last time you did that?
Right.
Oh, yes.
Or they were in the position to do that.
Y'all
fired up.
See,
that's what I hear you, Joy. I hear you, Joy K. Austin. So I will be listening.
Y'all fired up. Y'all got me. Oh, y'all fired up. Yes, sir. Y'all got me. Y'all got me coming in Honda. Coming in Honda. Holla,
oh,
Honda.
Look.
Coming in Honda. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Y'all got me coming in a Honda. Ooh, I feel you how long these are away.
Lord.
But I thank God for you, Joy. I thank God that I have the opportunity to talk with you, to possibly one day I'm going to meet you, but I will be listening as a mentor to you at your station for your program, because I think there's so much encouragement and knowledge there that I can learn and others can too, and I will be telling them as well. So thank you for your show. Thank you for what going to do and what you've already done.
So Bishop,
well, this
I've been
is
knowing.
Not about me. This is us. This is what
I know,
to do.
But you bringing there the message, go. And I'm sucking it up and loving every minute of it. I need that. I feed off of encouragement, and when I'm full, I can go and feed someone else. So I
Correct.
Love it. I love it.
I pray that a very special person is listening tonight. They should know what I'm talking about, but Sonya Bishop, her voice went up a little higher today. She got them all. Hey,
she touched my heart. She touched
normally,
my face.
Joy, she normally laid back. She stepped up. Joy, she stepped in the water, baby.
She's real. I know real.
You chilled her body and not a soul, boy.
Oh,
we
goodness.
Having some church up in here on that
right.
Talk radio show. Yeah, I've been knowing Sonya Bishop about 50 years, but my God.
At least. hold up. Let me. Let's go for 42.
Since you were 8 years old. Joy, this is. Man, we're having a ball. This is so great. I'm funny here. I want you to hold on a minute. I pray he's with us tonight. He's always in and out. My brother, I call this guy my brother by another mother. He's just another one of the mover and shakers on this network, on this team that's being built around the globe. Is Doc Reardon, show me the money man. Doc, are you with us tonight?
Yes, I am, Bishop.
How you doing,
hey,
Doc?
Hey, Doc Reardon.
I'm doing fine, y'all.
Sweet.
Hello.
Glad to hear your voice.
That's Doc. Meet Joy Austin. Joy K. Austin.
That's right.
How you doing, Miss K. Austin?
I
giving
am
us
doing
joy.
Wonderful.
Joy, Doc is the grant writer, research person on the network. In fact, he'll be maybe a couple of hours behind your show. So, man, it's going to be great. Doc, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, Bishop, I was just watching and analyzing today all that money, grant money, that is out there for churches, organizations, and people who are trying to make changes in their communities. And the one thing that we do not do, we do not apply. Grants is not a loan. Grant is not money that you borrow. Grant is free money.
Right.
And all they want you to do is develop a good research design, which will outline the problem that you're going to address and how you're going to solve it and how you're going to evaluate your project.
Right. I think Joy was saying something like that a few minutes ago, and this is my philosophy, Joy, and you can hop in with Doc Reardon on this conversation. But part of the problem is that, how can I say this? We as a people have to do business excellent, and we cannot always want people like Joy and Doc Reardon and everybody who comes along, we can't get the hook up. You follow me? You got to do the stuff the right way. You know,
Bishop, I just dropped the mic on that. I just dropped the mic on what you said. See, we in this. Let me hook you up. Let me do this.
Right, right.
But there's a cost that you have to pay. You know, the cost may be research, like he's talking about. The cost may be you getting a mentor. Everything comes with a cost. And I just had this conversation, matter of fact, with one of my mentors last week, and he said the reason why you're where you are now is because you've paid the cost. You've sown seeds into people, not just mentors. I've sown seeds into my leaders, because my leaders taught me that where you sow into what you want, what you sow into, you gain access to. So if you're sowing into entrepreneurship, if you're sowing into peace, you're sowing into financial wealth, then it's going to come back to you. But in order for you to get to that point, like he's saying, you've got to do the research. The money's out there. Why are we not taking advantage of it? And I think this is phenomenal that you have him on here, because I'm over here taking notes saying, wow, this is something I've even missed for myself, that how can we help with nonprofits as well as organizations in our city? What can we do to get to that next level? And, I mean, he's going to give us some answers, and we've got to pay attention and listen.
Got to pay attention and listen.
Doc Reed, I'm back in your hands.
Well, she's right about one thing. Black people or people of color do not believe in sacrificing for anything. They want everything given to them. And when you have a business, you have to do a little bit market research to find out what is it that the consumer wants, what is it that the consumer needs, and then you deliver.
Right.
Any entrepreneur knows that.
Right. Joy, you're in this vein. Doc, I know he does a lot of seminars and webinars and this kind of thing. I'm going to give you guys an example real quick. I was handling a major business for the network, and I had never talked to this particular mover and shaker before. And it was one action that got us this advertising deal. And that's why you never know exactly what people are looking for or listening to. But at the end of the conversation, he said, if you had said to me, Bishop, that you would fly me out or I would fly out to see you, I would not do this deal with you. He said, because I realize that you are doing business the cotton way. He said, but since you said let's do it, Skype it, let's stream it, he says, I know that you're up on the game. It was one simple thing. He told me, had I said we would pay his way out or come out and see him, he wouldn't do business, because he realized that we're still doing business the cotton way. I'm saying that technology, radio, and that's what I'm saying. On the satellite, let me say the difference between the satellite and internet. With the satellite, not only or do we move further in space, but you stream, you have television capability, you have the webinar capability. We've had the capacity November 11th, Joy, for you to do a presentation anywhere in the world, and 10,000 people would just zoom right in to hear you talk. We couldn't have done that 10 years ago. So we've got to move from the rabbit ears to the digital age. I got this philosophy, Doc, and I'm with you and Sonya, is that we cannot expect to excel like we're the Jetsons, doing business like the Flintstones.
I'm in total agreement with you.
It doesn't happen.
We have to grab that bull by the horns and pull it into you. Not let the bull gore you down.
Gotcha.
So I'm sure, I remember a conversation back in the day with Kathy Hughes of Radio 1 and TV 1. I remember her saying that the bulk of her budget in the early days and even now was not in product. She said the bulk of her money went to research.
Right.
Correct.
So when she went out, she didn't just hop in. She knew her market.
Mm-hmm.
So the biggest way to make money is, Joy, I think you said it, and I've heard it so many times. Man, time's slipping away. So many times is that you had a hair problem. you couldn't find what it took to fix your problem, you start researching to fix the problem, you're solving problems for others. And that's what I'm trying to tell people. I know this is God, is that no matter if it's 45 or whoever, no matter what Pharaoh is in, this is Joseph's time. And Joseph will rise up because he has an entrepreneurial spirit. That kind of spirit moves anybody. Money moves anything. So that's why I'm excited about these 40-plus shows streaming on television and satellite radio. For people like Joy, Sonia, people like Doc Ridham, where we come together again. And that's why I say Jimmy Davis has done a phenomenal job for very little money. Look, man, people go spend that Joy at a conference and make $75.
Correct. Yep.
When what this guy's put out, you couldn't beat it. And I tell him
correct
all the time, how long are you going to leave it like that? Because anytime you got Berry Gordy on there now, you've got Smokey Robinson on there, you've got Leon Isaac Kennedy, you've got Joy Austin, you've got Rick Mathis, and, you know, and no pun intended, you even got my face in there. It's the best. I've been in this 35 years. I think God's just keep on blessing Jimmy because this is just something he's almost sowing. You with
yes,
me, Joy?
Yes, he is.
He
right
is sowing all of this because you couldn't buy what this guy does and if you went to school right quick to connect all of these dots together. I'm Joy, my sister, Doc Reardon, my sister, Sonia, really my sister. But all of this is in here because of the power of networking. And most people on this network, other than at launches or I fly in to meet them or they come here to meet, we have a rapport so strong, connected in the spirit of networking, no one would believe, other than pictures, I don't know Joy K. Austin, but I know her.
Exactly.
Right.
We're doing global business with tons of people around the globe because of a like spirit of succeeding in entrepreneurship. Doc, I know you've really been on some stuff here. Time's about to get it, man. I'm going to have to bring Joy back before the Joy K. Austin show comes on. what would you Joy's product is being expanded. We're working on some things. She already has some things in place overseas, and I know that you've been working with international business, helping some things and some money things going. So time's about to get up. But can you just hit on that just a little bit?
Right. I would like all of our people. Now, remember, all our people can be all colors and creeds.
Yes.
We will show you how to use the money and make the money, but we also want you to invest some of your dollars and money in quality product and services. Because it is only by doing that we will be able to straighten up and get that heavy ball off our back and stand tall, man and woman, and play the game the way it should be played.
Well, I heard Joy say something. I heard Joy say something. Look, I read between the lines. Joy laughing, but she's fighting for what she believes. She didn't come in here and say, we just going to touch your neighbor three times. Did you hear Sonia? She said, we're going to overtake this. You know, we're going to dethrone who's already sitting on the throne.
Correct. That's my whole mission, to knock him off the mountain.
And we can do that with,
yes, we
Doc
can.
Freedom said, our quality.
Yes,
and
yes.
All. We're just as good as anyone else, probably
yes, right,
better.
Yes. The look, I deal with this every day, man, where I deal with politicians and people like this who come to me and say, Bishop, tell your audience, tell your organizations, please push it, that other nationalities in the black community who are profiting understand that there's money in the black community. We as, and these African-American politicians who say we would love to help, and it's our desire to help, but what has made other races in the black community be able to prosper is that they ain't trying to get the hook up.
They take your money out of your community, and they go in their community,
yes,
and they look
right.
back at us, and they laugh.
Right, they're
and
saying,
laugh.
You know, they do the right paperwork. They're part of the right chamber of commerce. They're part of the right organizations. You know, they ain't trying to do their own paperwork. We try to do our own.
Right, and we don't know what we're
right,
doing.
Right, and
right.
by the time we do all the work, Doc Ridham and Joy and Sonia, everybody's sitting here wanting to help, and we're sitting here, you know, with a number two lead pencil, still trying to figure out something.
You know,
well, we
Bishop,
got the man on
point.
The line who knows it all.
I saw the Data Fidelity Foundation. They're giving out grants. But they're telling nonprofits, we do not want to invest in any activity that's less than $1 million.
Mm.
And these are these financial investors. And they're giving out grants.
Doc, is this true that one of the councilmen here, we had a meeting last week, and I'm not putting you on Front Street, but you're my go-to guy.
Go ahead.
He said that during these fiscal periods, that in the African-American community alone, tons of money. He said it didn't matter who the president was. These things have been in place for years, and that at certain times around January, et cetera, this money goes back. Is that, does that sound fair? So it goes
That's
back.
True. Yeah, because nobody comes up with a viable plan how to take the money and use the money to make more money.
Wow.
We could solve all of these problems if we had people out there who would help us with the plans and implement them and finally show the research what's going to be done with the money and what the money is for and evaluate it. That's all they want to see.
That's all of us working together. You, Sonia, I know you're with me. Joy, you're with me. We
yeah.
got to almost get out of here. Man, it's been exciting. look. Sonia shouting and all of that, and Joy preaching, and I'm playing a tambourine, and Doc Reardon is on the Hammond organ. Ball business revival
and,
up in
and
here.
And Doc Reardon preaching the truth. So
yeah.
What better combo?
Look, the only thing that makes us all happy is more money. Because
you
can do more things when you have more money.
Oh
yes.
God! Oh you! Oh my God! And I was drawn to Joy Church. Now you made me backslide and come to your church.
See there, Joy. I'm still gonna join
okay.
your church, and we gonna go visit.
Oh my God! So Doc Ritter, put your hand on your ear and hit F sharp. Are you trying to tell us with a hoop that money will lift up a bowed down head?
That's right.
Absolutely.
Look, if a man is hungry, feed him with some money. If a man is living in a dilapidated neighborhood, feed him with money, he can get a brand new house. If a man
right.
is driving a deuce and a quarter car, get him a good job and he can buy himself a brand new.
Man, we got to get out of here. Joy, we were talking earlier when I was talking to Doc, and this goes back to what you just said about sowing seeds into somebody else's life. Doc said to me when we were having a meeting today in the office room on a conference call, he said, Bishop, I'm a certain age now. He said, I am connected to all of these meetings from Washington, D.C. to every government agency on how to get this money. He said, I don't want to leave this planet with all of this wealth. He says, so I want to help train people and get this information out here so we can get the money.
Yes, yes, yes.
Very
yes.
well said.
Well, then you can't leave. So we'll be waiting. We'll be working with you. You are not allowed
Bishop,
to
you remember when they had Soul Train? Now we're
right.
on the money train.
Come on,
yes.
Boom, boom, boom,
oh,
boom, boom,
we're going to get through it. We're going
to
make it.
This has been a stone gas. You can bet your last money, honey. I got to turn this thing over to Joy K. Austin. Joy, tell everybody how they can reach you.
They can reach Kimyons International either on Facebook or Instagram.
Engineer, getting ready to take us up.
At Kimyons International. They can check our website out at kimyons.com. or they can download our app on their phone through the Android Play Store or the Apple Play Apple Store at Kim Yon's International.
Let me ask you, that name Kim Yon, where does that name come from?
It's my middle name.
Wow.
Yes.
Love it. It has meaning.
Yes, and the cousin that helped grow my hair was the one that gave me my middle name.
Wow. Hold on just a minute.
Yes.
This is Bishop Michael Bakes on the African American Talk Radio Show. I've got Joy, I'll never forget it, Kay Austin. I've got
That's
Sonya
right.
Bishop. Got Doc, Show Me the Money. We'll be back in just a minute before we leave here. We'll be back in just a minute. Hi, this is Bishop Michael Beck Sr., the business bishop, CEO of Truth Radio and Television Network. We're a streaming broadcast station bringing tools to take you to the next level with mission-driven messages, best in entertainment, advice, resources from some of the most influential businesses, ministries, and relationships, as well as personal development leaders in the world. Inspiring everyday people with a true passion for love, life, business, and what they do best. If you'd like to take what you do to the next level, your exposure is based upon your expansion. Your expansion is based upon your exposure. What we'd like to do is to help you get to the next level. If you'd like to partner with us, if you've enjoyed the program that you're now listening to, give us a call at 818-280-8198. 818-280-8198. If you have something that you'd like to share with the world, give me a call, 818-280-8198. Remember, truth crushed to earth will rise again. This is Bishop Michael Bates Sr. on this, the African American Talk Radio Show on the Truth Network. We're winding down our days to November the 11th from 88.1 The Truth. Man, I don't even want to give the benediction, but we got to get out of here.
May the Lord watch between me and thee while we have to.
One heart from
another. I was like, oh, Lord.
Yes,
well, you go ahead and tell everyone good night.
Oh, man. I don't even want to say good night, but I know we have to, but wow. Like our closing theme song is together that, you know, we're together, we're a bridge over troubled waters. We thank our very special guest tonight, Joy K. Austin, for her insight, her purpose, and the power that she's bringing to the network in the next few days. We're always happy to have Doc Show Me the Money Rhythm, and always, our lovely co-host, Sonya Bishop. Thank you for being with us tonight. God bless you.
Water, I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay darkness comes.
by troubled water, I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down.